On XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington, and a few new characters. Steve,
oh, I can't believe
as you said, you know, I know you love Moyles and his sort of wacky stuff, and
Chris Moore, Edmunds,
Edmunds, and just all well, I'm going to go along the same sort of vein. I've come up with a couple of. Can I do a little? Can I show you one?
I'm excited.
Okay, well, it always starts with a sort of doorbell. Okay. So it goes, ding dong. I go, oh no, hold on, Steve, hold on, Carl, who's that at the door?
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, hello. Oh, look. It's Camp David, the right queer gay. Oh, hello. Hello. You look all gay today. Is that because it's nice weather? Oh, no, that's not what it means. Oh, have you got a girlfriend, Camp David, the right queer gay? No, but I've got a boyfriend. Yeah. Oh, bye. Yeah. Right.
Oh,
ding dear. Dong. Oh, it's another one.
Hang on.
Another comment. Hello. Oh, look. It's... Holy fuck, the little funny right. Chinese fella. Wait, yeah. That's his name, Carl.
That's his name, Carl.
Carl. Hello, holy fuck. Harold.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Mr. Fuck, you can call me holy right. if you want. No, I'd prefer to call you fuck.
Yeah.
Right? You're right.
Nothing
you're
wrong
right.
with this so far.
No, no, no. Have you got a girlfriend, Mr. Fuck? Achoo. Oh, you haven't got that SARS, have you?
Yeah.
Top no, that's my right. girlfriend's name. See?
Oh,
yeah.
That's
oh, just before you go, Mr. Foot, I've got two things here. I've got a nice trilby hat that you could wear,
yeah.
or I've got a little lampshade.
Right.
Right. Which one do you want to put on your head yes. and walk around? I presume the trilby.
No, but it's not.
No.
Yeah.
Lampshade.
Lampshade, of course.
Bye.
Yeah. See you.
See you later.
Yeah. I thought they were genius. Can I be honest? I mean, I'll be honest. I thought they were brilliant. I thought they were. You didn't steal them off Chris.
No. They're original. They're original.
Sometimes
characters.
Chris Moyles has done stuff as good as that.
I know. Yeah, I know. But no, these are all mine. So there you go. We'll be hearing more from Camp David, the right queer gay, and holy fuck, the funny little Chinaman. What? All right, Carl. Yeah. Is that your sort of humour? It might not be your sort of humour.
You just should have run it past me before you did it.
Yeah. What one are you worried about in particular?
The not Camp David.
Well, say his name.
No.
Say his name.
I'm not
which one?
Not.
I don't know which one you mean.
The Chinese fella.
Well, I forget who that was. What was his name? I can't remember.
Well, if you can't remember, it can't be that good, so we'll leave it. We won't do it again. Right. I'll tell you what I've got, Steve.
Oh, what?
Tell you what I'm thinking.
Go on.
Right. Do you know, like, TV programmes sort of get rested in the winter?
Ding dong. Oh, no.
Hang on, who's this?
Oh.
Go on.
Hello again. Not now, Mr. Fuck. We're talking. Bye.
Is that Holy Fuck again?
Yeah. Okay, God. Look at God's face. Right. Okay, that's it now. I'm not answering the door anymore. Right, okay, go on.
Right, yeah.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. He's trying to get in. You've got to, don't be impolite, Rick. Come on, Rick, he wants to come in.
No, it's too late. It's too late. He's gone away now. Go on.
Right, anyway, what I'm thinking is, Rockbusters coming back for a bit.
What? What are we talking about?
He likes my idea. He likes my characters. He doesn't like that idea.
I was going to say, if I came up with...
with what?
Name with it? With that Chinese fella.
What was his name?
For a sketch.
But do you not think that Columbo looks like he smells? Would you imagine he smells a bit? He's a brilliant detective.
Well, he's got that dog and he smokes cigars, so I imagine he smells...
I reckon
smells
he stinks. I reckon he doesn't clean his clothes enough.
Oh, I think he has. I think he gets up and washes, but I think he puts on a crumpled
old mat. I just think he's too absent-minded. I think he's too busy thinking on solving crimes and stuff.
What do you think? Do you think his wife makes him clean his pants now and again?
I think they're quite a bohemian couple. I'm not sure she's really interested in that. I think she's got her own mind. Maybe she's a painter or something.
No, maybe she's losing it a bit and he's a bit embarrassed by it.
Yeah, that could be the truth.
And she's probably incontinent, so while she's ironing his trousers, she just all over them, and he goes, yeah. Oh, God, she's shagging my pants again. I got to wear them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what... Oh, ding dong.
Who's
that?
This?
Oh, hello. Oh, look, it's David Gray, the bent piano player. Oh! All right.
I thought it was going to be Columbo. Playing with joy. Ding dong.
Oh, right. My wife loves you. Harold? Oh, I don't believe it. Look who's turned up, Carl.
Let me see what we've got here.
Is Dickie Anderson called in yet?
Sadly, nothing from Dickers.
I think I might make him one of my hilarious sort of comedy characters.
What do you think he would sound like?
What would he sound like?
He sort of probably like that, I think.
Ding dong.
Hello.
Hey, it's Dickie Anderson.
I can't believe it.
Your show's rubbish.
Something like that?
I mean, I think you should work on them perhaps before you...
You're saying there's not a lot of substance these
I'm
got.
Just saying that, you know, once the novelty of the doorbell has worn off...
I don't think you understand comedy on radio,
I'm
Steve,
not sure I do, but...
To be honest. Listen to Noel Edmonds, listen to Moyles. You'll see, you don't need to riff with it. It's just, you just do the doorbell and just say they're here.
Right.
That's all you need to do.
Sure.
So,
sure.
That's the main thing.
Well, so we've had a couple
of responses.
I'm
thinking of some more characters as well.
Well, keep working on those.
Yeah.
Marcus has emailed. He says no to Rockbusters. He hasn't heard it, but it sounds rubbish. Believe me, you couldn't be more right.
Well, does The Office sound good as a title?
Right. This is someone else. Don't bring back Rockbusters. Please, can we have more Holy Fook?
You're not pronouncing it right,
Steve. I know. I was just a bit edgy there.
Holy Fook, the little Chinese fella. Holy Fook, the little funny Chinese fella.
Ding dong.
Oh, who's that? Oh, it's a posh bloke who doesn't care about poor people. Hello, posh bloke, what are you doing?
I'm in my Rolls Royce and I don't like the homeless.
Oh, posh bloke, don't be a... You want to do the...
Satire. That is satire.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it.
It's political as well. I'm getting into political things.
Oh, well, there's so many
things.
Don't even begin to show off.
I was showing that foreigners, some foreigners are funny. I got in the fact that, like, if you noticed that Chinese people wear different hats to us.
Yes.
So that's political in a sense.
Yeah.
So, if I'd have done a character called Tourette's Boy, friend of the little Chinaman, and it went... Ding dong. Oh, look, it's Tourette's Boy, friend of... Holy Fook, Fook, Holy Fook. You'd have been annoyed. Do you know what I mean? Oh, who's your mate, Tourette's Boy? Holy Fook. You'd have been annoyed, wouldn't you?
Is that a character from Lenny Henry's show? I can't remember
whether it's Chris Moyles or Lenny Henry.
Yeah, one of them.
Well, I'll bung a song on.
And we'll,
I love the fact that he was taking the piss out of your voice. I'll bung a song on. Hey, it's Trap and Cowheel tonight. Now it's griddling as gravy.
To be honest, Carl, let's be honest. If Ricky Gervais can get voiceover work,
do you know what
there's
I mean?
Got to be a place for me.
Where do you think the place for him is?
Well, look, right, you were talking about your face on the poster. It's not all bad, because I read something last night that can help you out. Right? And it's amazing. So we're talking about that.
Play record, Carl. See, a little surprise for you there. That's Coldplay here. They're live through there. Thanks. Can they hear me? Brilliant. Do you want to say a few words?
I'll have a quick word with Chris, lead singer Chris. Chris, good to have you here.
Hello.
And how's it going with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Brilliant. Yeah. Yes, she's a lovely lady.
Yeah, no, I thought so. Yeah, I saw her in Shakespeare in Love.
She's good in that.
Yes, if you would pass that on to her, just say I enjoy
her.
It's going all right. You going to get married to her?
Yeah. So I marry either her or that Julia Roberts woman.
Yeah, either one is good. I know you're on holiday at the moment in Hawaii. I read in the paper today.
No,
you're actually here.
I'm actually here.
Okay.
Got to go.
All right, just a couple of quick...
See you later, Chris.
Yes, see you, Ricky.
So that's the sort of guests...
That's the caliber of guests. We're just trying to up things.
Just like Jonathan Ross. We've got guests like Jonathan Ross. That's Coldplay, just popped in.
So if you're the Sony people listening, you might...
And we've still got Carl to take off my sock for 20 quid.
Okay.
We're trying to...
Be interactive.
Yeah. I've seen how other DJs do it. They have phones. They go, and how are you celebrating tonight? Oh, we're just going out, Foxy. Have a good time. Here we go. This is... You know what I mean? Yeah. We've got to be... I've guessed. We had Chris Martin in from Coldplay, which is going to be a lot...
Well, Chris is still here.
Hello.
Chris, how did you come up with the ideas for your songs?
Just make them up in my head with the guitar.
And how old are you now?
28.
Thanks very much. No, more from Chris Martin later, I imagine.
Cheers.
We've also had
cheers.
An email. Thanks, Chris.
And Suzanne was sat on the floor in front of me, and she was like, oh, rub my neck, it's hurting. So I thought, and I hate doing that, it really it bores me.
Well, she's your girlfriend, for goodness sake.
I know, yeah. Dale Winton's different, you're getting paid for that, go on.
So I thought, the only way to shift her, I'll let one go, right? So I did that.
I love that!
It's such a loving relationship.
I love that, that's great! She's like doing the washing up badly.
Yeah.
She won't ask me again, what have you done? I've smashed the cups up and I've written in excrement across the wall. Well, that's no good, isn't it? Well, yeah. I won't do it again then.
Give me the marigolds, I'll do it.
I've nailed the cat to the fridge, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Go on.
But yeah, so I did that, and it worked. She sort of got up and said, oh. And my dad said, what do you do that for?
Yeah. What was he thinking?
So I said, oh, I hate rubbing her neck. Does my head in. So he says, you know, I've never trumped in front of your mother. For 40 years.
Sorry, where was this? Chigley? Why is this family talking like this? Yeah. Young Carl, I've never trumped in front of your mother in the 35 years. I don't know what...
No, it's just that he said, you know, we've done a lot of things in the family. Like,
what did he say that for? What, he's never trumped in front of your mother?
He just offered that information up.
Well, he just was surprised that I did it. He said, where have you got that from?
Yeah.
Whoa, you're lowering testines, I thought. What do you mean? You have to imagine there's a class of farting. Oh, we haven't told our kids about farting. He doesn't do it. We haven't told them about it. We haven't. No, we don't do it in front of them. You have to learn it, do you?
No, I know, but there's a place. That's what I was always told.
Go on.
There's a place for that.
Cornwall.
Basically, it's about this monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the jungle.
Yeah.
It's got a gig at an hairdresser's.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
It's got itself a nice little job going in an hairdresser's.
As what?
It gets people sitting down. And what it does before the people have their hair cut, that it sort of sits there and it goes through people's hair, makes sure it's clean, and people are loving it.
Right, it's a pet monkey. It's nothing to do with it getting a gig in an hairdresser's. It's a pet monkey.
It's not working at Monkey and Guy.
Yeah.
No, seriously, it's in there. I think it might have started off as a job and then...
So what does it say? It says junior £15, stylist £35, monkey £63.
Yeah, but before that, I've never had that much luck with hairdressers. Before that was another place, and it was run by sort of, you know, these sort of... wannabe gangster type people.
Oh yeah.
But they'd you know, you're going
what
for
what do you mean by wannabe gangsters?
Well, sort of just petty crime stuff. You'd go in for a haircut and then you'd walk out with a video recorder. Do you know what I mean?
You don't have to take it.
No, but they'd sort of spend ages flogging you that whilst cutting your hair. It was their thing. It's like, right, sit down, you're alright?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Is that for the weekend? What are you thinking of? Maybe a Sony.
Yeah. So that's when I stopped going there because it was like just what a haircut. I don't want to be hassled.
Which one said that you had the hair of a Chinaman?
It's the fella who works in a railway station haircut.
Well, he should know. I mean, he's been around a bit, clearly, if he runs a shack next to a railway station.
Oh,
it's
dear.
Like the two of you are just, you are like children. You're infants. Your mentality is ludicrous. And you're embarrassing us in front of our special guests.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it. Now, of course, last week
we've had
a number of letters, Rick. I'm just reading them now. Saying, okay. Last week, loved your interview with Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Yeah.
Genius. Another one here. Great insight into the man who wrote Yellow and Clocks.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Yeah. Steve Merchant's interview with Chris Martin was amazing. He showed his own TV show.
Yeah.
Just some of the letters we've received, Rick.
Yeah.
So this week, we're very lucky to have with us Russian pop act Tattoo. Round of applause for them.
Hello.
Lovely to have them here. Tattoo, now then, of course, there's been much controversy that your kind of lesbian shtick is just something to try and whip up some press attention.
We are proper lesbians. We love Fanny more than cock.
Okay, brilliant. And Tattoo, lovely to have you. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Now then, you've got some live gigs, I understand, planned.
Yeah. Duh.
Okay. I can't help but notice that you sound, dare I say it, Tattoo, you don't sound so much Russian as German.
No, we cannot do the accent properly from...
Okay. And, Tattoo, it's a joy to have you. Thanks for coming, though. And finally, you're a lesbian. Would, for instance, either myself or Carl be able to convert you from lesbian ways?
We like the muff so much that the knob is no good for us.
All right, well, thanks very much, Tattoo.
Yeah, thanks, Tattoo. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Yeah.
Next week, share.
Brilliant. So if you've got any guests, special guests you love us to interview, then let us know. richard.gervais@xfm.co.uk. And we'll try and get there.
Oh, dear, play a metal card.
Rockbusters answers next.
I was going to say, well, do you want to do that?
No, let's do it next. After the record.
I was going to say something.
What were you going to say?
About gays and that.
What?
In a bit.
What were you going
to
say?
Well, we'll look forward to that.
I say to you, I'll see you at 8, right, in this restaurant. I turn up at the door, it's a bit of a posh place,
mm-hmm.
right? So he's Steve Merchant in.
Yeah.
And the waiter sort of goes, I don't know. What does he look like? Right? And
where's he from?
Just a little French fella.
Oh, yeah.
And what does he look like? So I'd, the thing I'd pick up on first, tall lad.
Tall, yeah.
And then he goes, oh, well, you know, we got lots of tall people in, right? Mm. And I go, oh, big eyes?
Big eyes?
Yeah. And then he'd go, yeah, he's over there.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, you can have dinner and you can buy me dinner. I'm not sure you're going to get anywhere with me if you're slagging me off.
No, I'm not slagging you off, though. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just using what comes to mind. When
and, can
you,
and can I just... Can,
tall
can
and
I,
big eyes.
Can I assume that they know... Like, could I say, like, easiest for me, would I'd say, looks like Reg Varney from On the Buses. Would they understand that? Can I use sort of, like, kick references?
Yeah, he's 30-odd, this waiter, so he'll... Yeah,
so I go, right. Oh, yes, so Reg Varney is sitting over there. Yeah, so he went nice. German towards the end. What do you mean? What annoys you about that? What?
Sexual relations all night.
The concept, or people keep you up. Is it your next-door neighbours or something?
No, just that thing of people who say, oh... Was that it all night last night?
Who says that to you?
You know, lads who think they're, you know, they think they're a bit of a lad and think that means it's good.
Well, like Sting and his tantric sex.
Sting.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, it goes for 8 hours, but only 3 minutes of that is going for it. The other sort of, you know, seven and a bit is sort of laying next to each other, isn't it?
Right.
And sometimes in a different room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why it's called Sting?
Hey?
Well... You're at it all night. But
it's gonna sting. So what's your problem with this notion of going at it all night?
It's just that thing of, you know, get it done right the first time. Do you know what I mean? Get it done.
Yeah, get in, get out like the SAS.
Once you've done it, you've done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no fanning around.
No messing about. So, yeah, it's just that, isn't it? It's like, you know, do it right the first time. Once you've washed up... Right, you put the pots away, you don't dirty them again.
What a lovely analogy.
That's one of the great
Is that what you say to Suzanne? Come on, love. Once you've washed
I've already washed up.
You don't dirty the pots again.
Go. What a romantic song.
Hello, is there a fire? Oh. Hello. Did he have a moustache, the fireman?
Oh.
Yeah, do the jingle. We've come up with a new one, haven't we?
The Freak. Say chic. Cheeky Freak of the Week.
Right, well, couple of bits. I don't know which one to use as the main feature for this week.
It's that good, is it?
Well, there's been another one born.
What?
Little kid.
New one.
Four eyes.
Insult. Just a guy who wears glasses. Come on.
Four eyes, two noses, two mouths. That's weird, isn't it?
This bloke, did he also have two heads, two bodies? Sort of born, sort of slightly separately.
He wasn't stood next to a mirror.
No, it's weird, that, isn't it?
That's all you've got.
I love that. That's weird. That. Imagine if the doctor said that. Well, Mrs. Parks, kid's got four eyes and two noses. Weird, isn't it? Any clues? Yeah. Any clues?
So well, that's it.
That's
all
the
information.
Well, I tell you what, that shouldn't be the main one. Okay, no, I'll answer.
But like I say, what's the idea of this feature? What do I say all the time?
Don't know.
I always say, think about it. Think about what that would be like.
Okay. What? Giving birth to him?
No. Being, I think it's a girl. Being like her. Two mouths. Four eyes. What would that be like? Mad, innit?
I don't know what this feature is.
Do I? Yeah. So
if you think
all this is cool, then you probably won't want to take cigarettes.
Exactly.
If you want to be cool,
yeah,
then
like Isabella or whatever.
Except the thing with that is that people watching that, the youth watching that will go, well, Bill at my school, he smokes and he's cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, this is the problem with it.
Yeah.
It's not that the impulse is wrong. The message is fine. It's just this thing. I can't imagine those things ever working with you, with young people,
no.
With youths. It's like when you see, when, you know, what was it?
What it will do is that you'll get a lot of 13 and 14 year olds sneaking out and getting a tattoo.
Exactly.
So the parents be going, I'd rather she smoke.
Exactly. She might give that up sometimes.
I know.
That's
she's
her
got
life.
She's got a spider's web on her face now for the rest of her life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's sort of, it's like, you remember that thing when they tried to get young people to vote? Do you remember that? Was it Rock the Vote? Was it called Rock the Vote? Was it, people like Billy Bragg and, and people kind of...
Yeah.
I just, I don't know who that appeals to. I don't know, you know, some youth is kind of smashing up a bus shelter, throwing bricks at old people.
Goes,
and
then,
what's that, Billy Bragg?
Billy Bragg,
I just can't, I don't believe it ever. I think it was Mick Hucknall was another one. What's that, Mick?
Oh, dear. Well, I remember the ones where you just, if you were going to go off with a stranger, your cat went, well, don't ask mummy first.
Yeah.
And I remember I was trying to jump in cars left, right and centre, but my cat, when I was like 5 or 6, would go, and I go, good point.
Yeah.
You're right, he could be a nutter.
But I seem to remember the Charlie Says, it was Charlie Says, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Charlie Says. I always find them really unnerving. He lived in that really eerie kind of world where you never really saw anyone. Yeah, but it was very kind of, it was very eerie. It wasn't a very kind of comforting world.
But they hadn't spent a lot of money on the cartoon. No.
But it was, I always got the sense with him that he was probably really quite lonely.
But I like the fact is that
he had a cat.
Mummy was so pleased. But by the time I came out, they'd gone off and I missed the picnic. But Mummy was so pleased that I'd asked her. She gave me an apple.
No, I think
and Charlie got something he liked. He gets a fish.
Yeah.
Right. I was thinking an apple.
No, I seem to remember it being that.
I'll get an apple anyway. Get me some sweets.
Yeah. Or a tattoo.
I always thought it was a con when your parents got you some clothes you needed for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm not falling for that.
Exactly.
I go, look, I'm getting the clothes anyway. I want battling tops.
But the Charlie Says, I seem to remember when they were, they asked him to go off for the picnic. By the time he'd asked Mum, because she was on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know who she was chatting to in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
the kids had gone.
One of her clients.
Exactly. I seem to remember that he said, don't worry, it was fine because Mum took him and Charlie on a picnic.
Not as good.
Who'd rather go with your mates?
Yeah.
Or with your mum
and your cat.
And your cat.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they were friends.
This Scotch egg sinks a fish. Well, I had to bring it for Charlie. Don't bring raw fish in the picnic basket.
I think they weren't friends of his. They were just local kids. Let's go and ask that weirdo with the cat if he wants to come down the park.
Let's go and ask the weirdo who thinks the cat can
talk.
And then run away when he goes to ask his mum.
When he goes off to ask his mum, they're just going, ask your mum.
Hello, hiya. All right, we're the local lads, the cool local lads. We smoke, we got tattoos. Do you want to come and play with some puppies in the disused mine? Ask your mum first. Quick, run.
Exactly.
So he's talking to the cat. Look, he's talking to the cat.
They were just around the corner spying on him. They were just laughing. There was no picnic.
If you don't like London, you know what to do. Mm. Well,
oh, I'm trying to get out of here, aren't I?
We just bought a new flat. That's not the best way.
Buy
a flat in Manchester, live there.
Doesn't matter. Can I just rent it out and make a little bit of money?
Why don't you sell the flat in London and buy a street in Manchester?
Pilkington Avenue. You could literally have the lord, the king of that street. people could come to you like Solomon with their problems.
He's come up from London. He's got London ways.
Tell you what, Steve.
Go on.
You know what I did find out in the week.
Yeah.
World record, right? Person with the longest trump.
With the longest what?
Wind. Fart.
Right.
Right. 2:42 is the world record.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I'm immediately thinking about a relative of yours, who I'm sure did longer than that.
Who still lives in Manchester.
Auntie Nora.
Now, Auntie Nora did it for 5 minutes, wasn't it?
Stand fight for 5 minutes. But, unfortunately, she was the only person in the room. Whereas, I think, which one's alive, Ross or Norris McWhirter?
I don't know, actually.
He has to be there.
Yeah, I think he actually has to
be
present.
He'd have to be there.
Would you want to be there?
Well, he'd have sort of equipment, looking at his watch, going, finish. He goes, yeah. He goes, well, that was 4 minutes.
Did she go from like a size 10 to a size 6? Did she show some old dresses?
Like a hovercraft.
Exactly.
In a big dress.
Yeah.
Just slightly off. Yeah. So, it has to be invigilated.
But again, you know, how was the world Guinness Book of World Records one invigilated? I mean, who was supervising that?
He said, I can fart for 2 minutes. They went, well, we've got to see this. Went round. And, he just probably let it rip. It's probably circular breathing. He's probably sort of sucking in air and swallowing it as he's going. And it's a continuous one, isn't it?
The reason I did this was to get that kitchen, right? Now...
Brilliant.
As we speak now, right? Builder's in the flat. He's been annoying me.
Of course he has. What's he been doing?
When he turned up on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Wanders in. And the first thing he says to me is, he said, the pub across the road, is it any good? I said, well, it doesn't matter, does it? You're working on the kitchen.
Think of saying that to a builder. Probably making conversation. Probably meant, do they do a toasted sandwich? Because I've got a half-hour lunch break, not an hour, like Carl Bilkington. So I'll pop over there and get a nice, you know, cheese and tomato sandwich.
Is that genuinely what you said to me?
Yeah. So Suzanne had a go at me saying, why have you said that? He hasn't even started on it yet.
I cannot believe that.
You're unbelievable, Carl. And you say it's us that are rude, crass,
I wasn't being rude. I just was letting him know. Do you know what I mean? I know what
he knows what he was there for. He had it down on his little docket, do the kitchen this week.
Yeah.
He didn't come there and go, what did I come out for? Was it to go to the pub for a week?
Why am I wearing these overalls?
Yeah, who's the little bald man twat insulting me? Let me just check, let me call the head office.
I wasn't having a go though, I mean, they should have finished it yesterday, and they're there now, on their own. And what annoyed me is they turned up late today.
Hold on, Carl, I've just realised something. They're probably listening to the radio, this I assume tuned to XFM, isn't it, in your kitchen?
Yeah, but they don't know it's me, do they? Do you know what I mean?
No. They'd go, he's got a whiny mank voice as well, so's the bloke who owns this place. And the bloke who owns this place, when I said, what's that pub like across the road, said, well, you won't be bothering that, he's working on this. No, he won't be able to put two and two together, will he? You've suddenly, the penny's dropped, doesn't it? You've suddenly realised, look at his face! Yeah. He's suddenly realised they might know it's him!
And they could be listening, and they're going to clean you out, mate.
Oh, if you are the builder working in, where is it? I won't say the address, but it's
Central London, isn't
it?
Yeah. Go mental. Have whatever you want.
Opposite that pub that you like,
He'll probably be in there now, so he won't be listening.
Oh, insulting. You know insulting a British insult. Workman.
He should have been in today.
Mental.
He should have been at 8 this morning,
just
which annoyed me anyway.
Mental.
I really don't understand why they've got to start so early, right?
Yeah.
But he said he'll be there for 8, turned up at 9:30, right? Wanders in. And what annoys me is, he could have left all this downstairs. He had a paper under his arm, one of those crossword books, and a pot noodle. Now, I'm not being funny, but most of them took quite a bit of time. A crossword book, he's not happy with just the one that's in the paper.
If you're listening, if you are the builder that's listening now, doing Carl's flat, what about pissing in the laundry basket? Longview and further on XFM 104.9.
Richard Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Holy Trinity.
Yeah, going well at the moment.
Not bad, not bad. You were just talking about foreigns.
Love them.
And I'll tell you something, I've been meaning to ask you this for a while, because I know you're a very well-informed man.
Political and sort of liberal and that.
Yeah, yeah. How does Chinese work?
Well, the language.
I can't figure it out.
No one knows.
I can't figure it out.
No one knows.
It's not like any other language.
No, it's not.
It's
not.
You know.
Either spoken or written down. Well, it's not written down, it's...
Well, when it's written down, it basically looks like kind of little children's drawings of those little paper houses that Chinese people live in.
Well, that's what it is.
Loads of them, hundreds of them, from what I can make
out. I mean, even French have a go. It's not even the French like, right words, but they've got some of the right letters. And they're going, oh, hello, how are you? And it's sort of, they're trying to do the words, but there's just something wrong. I think it's like a speech impediment, I think.
Exactly. Yeah, Germans are similar.
Yeah, Germans are going, ah, how are you? And they're trying to do the words.
They're trying to speak English, but it's just
Chinese. No effort.
It's just, I mean, can you imagine what we just played? Or in fact, can you imagine the last 50 minutes on Radio 1, on The Breakfast Show?
Well, we can pre-record it, though, so I wouldn't have to get up early.
Sure.
That's not your point, is it?
That's not really
No, your point is the quality of what we're doing, exactly. Not well, how early it is. Sure, sure. Get it,
What would you provide, though, Rick, do you think, if you went to Radio 1? What sort of, because I mean, obviously-
Wank, oops. I can do all that.
Because I mean, obviously our time at XFM is going to basically
I'd be the furry shreddy,
right?
Yeah, so I'd get that.
Would you have some wacky catchphrases?
I think I would.
Do you bring back holy fook?
Holy fook, yeah. Oh, ding dong. Oh, hello. It's my little Chinese neighbour. Hello. What's your name? My name is Holy Fook. Hello. Look at Carl. He's just going. Oh,
I don't know why you didn't even do the Chinese accent. That's
well, that'd be racist.
Okay, sure.
I mean, yeah, sure. It's just his name's Holy Fook, and there's nothing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Funny about that.
So yeah, you'd have that. You'd have crazy comedy characters. You probably have some wacky quizzes.
Yeah. Oh. Oh look, it's Dirty Old Queer. Hello.
No, I've not. He's a new character to me. I'm quite excited. He sounds very modern and contemporary.
Yeah.
A new spin.
Yeah.
On an old idea.
Yeah.
Just tell us a little bit more.
Oh, wow. He's an actor, isn't he? And he likes to take it up
All right, well, that's just, if anyone from Radio 1 is listening, and they've listened to Dominic Mohan in the paper, they thought, yes, you're right, we need some new blood at Radio 1. Ricky Gervais has got a myriad of comedy characters.
Yeah. Whack, whack, oops. I can do sound effects.
Do sound effects.
So.
You can probably do funny voices like Chris Moyles, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not as good, but I can...
What about comedy songs like Moyles?
Again, not as good, but I mean...
Do you remember when Moyles rather hilariously changed the words of This Is My Moment by Martin McCutcheon to This Is My Motor?
We listened to it, though, didn't we?
Unbelievable.
I remember when he was doing a competition, this was pathetic, wasn't it? We were listening to Radio 1 once on our site, and I don't know why, we just wanted to... I think it was research, wasn't it, for The Office?
Yeah.
And he was doing this... he had to phone in with...
We were listening to Idiots. And
no, I'm not saying that. And he was doing this competition, you had to call in... with some songs that are golf related, and people were phoning up going, drive the cars, he was going, drive the cars, good. And I was on that phone, I must have wasted about 40 quid, and I wanted to get through and go, hello, Chris, it's Milesy, yeah, Derek here, I've got one. Oh, go on then, Derek, what is it? Something like Spandau Ballet with golfy golf cart and that. And I just wanted to, and I waited, and just, I thought the joke's on us.
Yeah.
I wasted my phone bill just to say something stupid. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Oh.
This show's better than this.
Yeah, anyway, if you've got any hilarious golf-related song titles that you'd like to email in. What's the number?
Oh, I'd like an email in.
ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. What would a song title be if perhaps we were doing something about, I don't know, air travel?
Yeah.
If you've got any crazy ideas, email in. We'd love to hear them.
Yeah, brilliant. I've got a thought of another golf one.
Okay.
You know Duran Duran?
Mm.
Summit down the fairway or something, if they wrote that. Alright.
Girls on the putting green?
Yeah. Alright.
Yep.
Oh, hello. Have you introduced you? My name's Holy Fuck. I'm Dirty Old Queer. I could do all that. Ding dong. Whack, whack, oops.
There's a woman about 4 ounces down. Right.
Right.
Rough. Now, she used to wear leggings.
Yep.
Now, they're a bad idea.
They are a terrible idea. I agree with you there, Carl. If you're a lady of
persuasion... Were they pink?
No, they were sort of black, but with all bits on them.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
What, toast and just horse bits. Droppings? Yeah, go on, yeah.
And she used to... she's quite a big woman.
Sure.
Pauline Quirk, I think described her as.
Looked like a light bulb, which
is those kind of women that are attracted to leggings.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
They are drawn to them like a moth.
She
used to wear them, and that's what I remember when I read this piece. And she used to work on one of those sex line things.
Right.
Right, she used to do that. But...
What, was she an engineer?
The weird thing with her was, she had big eyelids...
Right.
Go on.
That were too big. And this is what I was thinking.
What do you mean she had big eyelids? How big do eyelids have to be for you to go, they're big eyelids? What was she shoplifting with them? Would she come out of Dixon's with, like, radio stored in them? What do you mean she had big eyelids?
It was another one of them popular things around our way. Do you know, like...
What do you mean popular things? They go, I'll tell you what, they're all the rage. Can I get some big eyelids, please?
No. It was just like one of them things that people suffered with. Just big eyelids. They could hardly open their eyes.
What do you mean? That's one of the popular things around where I grew up. People had big eyelids, they could hardly open their eyes. What does that mean? What sort of freak town were you born in? You had webbed feet people with big heads. You got women with big eyelids. What does big eyelids mean?
Are you confusing her with the horse?
Yeah. Did she have hooves? Look, what? That might be the last one ever, depending on whether Carl decides to come back in October or not.
Exactly. I'm bored of it. I told you I'm bored of it.
Why are you bored with it?
I get bored quick with stuff.
Yeah.
I told Suzanne the other night, and I thought she was, that I haven't got rid of her yet. She's, you know what I mean? Things.
You put on a soft music though first, didn't you? You didn't just like start getting that right. You know, you're a very lucky girl. Sorry? Well, I usually get bored with you and that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
You're lucky you haven't pissed off.
Yeah. Do you want to open the champagne or what?
Well, she was annoyed the other night.
What's that on your ear? Don't worry about it. I do shit, aren't I? Steve reckons, in ancient Greece, right, it was better to shag a bloke than a woman.
And I went, well, yeah. I mean, that's about the male being sort of a first class citizen, yeah. Much better, wasn't it? An aspiration the to sleep with a beautiful man than a beautiful woman.
Women were lower class citizens, yeah. So therefore men were seen as higher class. So to have sexual relations with a man, was there was no shame in that.
No.
In fact, it was looked upon
and
as
I said,
different.
Well, you know, ancient Rome. I said, even, Nero, he'd sit in his big jacuzzi and he used to get, you know, pretty boy men to go into the water and just nibble at his testicles while he was having a wash.
He didn't do that.
He did. Yeah.
And he's not a gay fella.
No, well, no. I mean, you know, I don't know about Nero, but I mean, it wasn't a case of a big delineation between what was heterosexual and what was gay. It was just, you know, whatever you...
So what did this fella do then? This one who's having his...
Well, he was pretty much top boy, Nero, for a while.
He was in charge.
And, you know, and you did what you're told. If Caesar or
but why were people going around there? Why didn't they go? Oh.
No, they weren't dropping in. It wasn't like the door was opening. I was just going to see what Nero's doing. It's not like when I pop in here to see you.
Normally, what would happen is you'd say, "Come back to my place. I got a book for you."
Yeah.
You pop in,
but you'd
come out in his pants.
You'd
Elton John would be on.
You'd have probably been like a delivery boy or a stable boy or something. You know, and you'd have popped round there, and you'd have gone, there right, Nero, there's the tablets of stone you wanted. And they go, Pilkington, why you are here? Pop under, I don't know why he's French.
What is that?
I don't know why he's French. Just pop under the water and nibble at my testicles, and you'd have done it.
Because he was Nero.
I wouldn't.
He would have.
Well, there's no way I would have done.
Well, you would
have. What if I'd done? I've dropped a pizza off.
Yeah,
you
pop around
to
Nero's place
with
pizza.
I've dropped right. A pizza. Right, I'd say, I've done my job. Right?
Yeah.
That's not the sort of tip I wanted.
No, he'd have said, get the little baldy chap to nibble on my testicles, and you'd run the water.
I wouldn't have done it.
Can I just say this, Steve? Not only would you be nibbling his testicles, you'd have been going mad. You'd have been noshing him just for extra. You'd have been doing everything he wanted. You'd have been going, he'd have gone, I didn't ask you to do that. You'd have been going mental. They'd have been chewing, slurping, smacking, poking. You'd have chopped, you'd have gnawed his packet off. You think you're eating Walker's crisps. There'd be bubbles, there'd be flood. Oh, it'd be horrible. Why should you do it? And then someone else gets a nice new watch and this world peace.
Exactly.
You're walking round, it's nice and peaceful, you know what time it is. He's swanning round, he's got a lovely new watch, and there's no threat of it being bombed.
Exactly. I'm quite happy the way I am, really. I don't really want
are
that.
Are you
much.
Really?
But you're on a four.
Yeah, you're on a happy scale of four. Yeah, you're on a four. Surely you want to get to 10. Surely the point of life is to be on 10.
Yeah, but what's a 10? Do you know what I mean?
No.
What's a 10?
Contentment, absolute contentment, joy in your heart, inwardly and outwardly. Not walking around with a little round mank head with your mouth open going, what's the point of that? I've done it once. Is that why you've still got all the condoms? Because I've done it once.
What's the point of that?
Right, we're going to get everything. Some air gel. Come on. 10.
Just one thing that would make you happy, that would cheer you up if you were feeling low.
Tuesdays off as well? I'd have the MD just, you know, resign straight away, shall I?
I honestly don't know what would make me happy just like that. Because I am happy. I know you say I'm fed up and that.
He wouldn't want to be too rich. He said, because if I was too rich, then Suzanne would say, let's go around the world. He said he wants to be rich enough, so they're happy in that, and they got their bathroom and everything, but they still can't afford any more holidays a year.
Mm.
Think of that. Think of that wish. Think of that capping your wishes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Putting a ceiling on your ambition. I love it. It's genius. Look at his face. Play a record. You an
it's
idiot.
Like if you'd won that ticket round Charlie's Chocolate Factory and he'd said, actually, Carl, I want you to take over the factory. It was a test. You'd have said, I just wanted to look around the chocolate factory.
Yeah.
I'm happy to go back and live.
No, he'd have said,
poor.
He said, I'll work it, but I'm not working Mondays.
Exactly.
Play a record.
Imagine giving a chocolate factory to a kid.
I know.
Idiot.
Give it to the fat one at least. He enjoyed it more. It's, you know, Carl's got a theory that Chinese people don't age well. This man was a Chinaman, right? And he was 120 or something.
Yeah. Mm. Did you see a picture of him?
Yeah.
He's still alive.
No, he's not.
He died at 120, so.
He said 120 or something, but makes you wonder.
What makes you wonder?
Well, because they don't age well. I think he's using that.
He's probably about
37.
Oh, God! Honestly, we walked down the street right? And we see an elderly Chinese person.
Yeah.
Right? And it's kind of go, oh, I'm just thinking he is.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of...
I don't understand. This notion that Chinese people don't age yeah. well. I don't know where this has come from.
No, I mean, I'm not having a go.
No,
right? I never want anyone to think I'm like, having a go at them. But they are really good looking and they're healthy and that. Till they're about... I've never seen one, right? Can you tell me if you've seen a Chinese person who's about 30?
What?
It's always, it's either 20 or 50. There's no middle ground.
This is what I came back for. This is 2 hours of absolute drivel from the brain of Carl Pilkington.
Let me just check something. So the guy, the Chinese gentleman who died recently, was 130. Theory is... sure. Your theory is that he's maybe in his late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah.
This is an elaborate conspiracy on his part, because obviously whenever they talk about the oldest people in the world, it is always a Chinese person.
Yeah.
Invariably.
They do, yeah.
I mean, they seem to win that every year.
Go on.
So your theory is that in those small backwater villages in China...
Ross McWhirter comes to a little village.
Yeah, the Guinness guy's on the way.
He goes, until recently, the oldest person in the world, how old are you? And they're so embarrassed, because they think they look about 120, they go, 120, they go, really? Yeah, can I have his birth certificate? No. In fact, I think this Chinese bloke didn't, it wasn't verified by the Guinness Book, because he didn't have his papers.
Didn't have his papers, no.
So...
is this the same one or a different fella trying it on?
I think it might be the same guy, I'm not sure. Trying it on. So there's a huge conspiracy amongst these Chinese villages that every
when
time...
when you get to about 50, say you're 70. Because no one will believe us.
Well, if you can confirm or deny that, then please email in. ricky.gervais@xfm.uk.
This is the Racist Joe on XFM 104.9. Call in if you're anything less than a little mank.
The Jamaican fella would love to live there.
Go on.
But it's a little bit pricey.
Go on.
Right?
What was the initial?
DS. Deer Streets.
Right? What?
It's a Deer Street to live on.
Deer Streets? Oh, yeah. I haven't heard of them. Are they a band?
That's Dire Straits.
No, it's not Dire Straits! It's not Dire Straits, Deer Streets.
The Jamaican fella.
Go on, make it sound like that.
Like Deer Streets. Deer Streets.
Do it again. No, it's still not. Keep going. I haven't got it yet. Go on.
Deer Streets.
Deer Streets.
They got that one as well, so...
All right, well, let's hear the one they
did. Can I do an impression of a Jamaican fella saying Dire Straits?
Right.
Dire Streets. It's not the same!
Did a little pirate radio show from the, got kicked out because they found out and apparently I put the station at risk because all the stuff could have been taken off us.
But from Little Acorn, 16 years later, he's on a show with less listeners.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Can you imagine if you've gone into hospital, you're already pretty depressed, there's the fear of these bugs, super bugs in the hospital.
Yeah.
Maybe you've got some quite serious illness, you know, you don't know if you're going to make it. His voice is what you hear to cheer you up.
All right, weird, isn't it? I saw a programme about a parasite the other night. Yeah. Apparently, they get in through your eye and eat their way up through your genitals. Yeah. Anyway, here's Radiohead. Yeah, exactly. Play a record, Carl.
Stone Roses, yeah.
Oh, Fool's Gold. Classic.
All he saw was the name of the band that this email was promoting. So all he saw, all Carl saw, and you can imagine how excited he was all he saw was half man, half biscuit. That's all he saw.
I've never seen anyone so excited. Oh, God.
It was actually just plugging the popular joke novelty band.
Half
you
heard of them then?
No.
Imagine how excited he was.
That is fantastic. Man, half biscuit. Brilliant. Mr. Garibaldi. Oh, half man, half biscuit. That is genius. Oh, amazing.
I just saw it. And when you closed it again.
Yeah, but the thing is, if he hadn't have told you that, and he'd have erased it. Next week, he'd be saying about what they've done in scientists. They've cloned a man with a biscuit. He's got currants for eyes.
Never go swimming.
What?
Never go swimming.
Bong!
Dwarf to live in a glass box.
Dwarf to live in a glass box?
Yeah, it's meant to be art or something. It's not, though, is it?
What? Meant to be art. Why is whose idea is this? Is art or is someone hired a dwarf to live in their box?
It's just a box, and he can even leave when he wants. Apparently, he can like go. Oh, I'm hungry. I'm going for a walk, and he puts a little note.
If it's Damien Hirst, he might end up in four bits. Oh. So just be careful.
But to me, that's like that thing when I said to you about the woman in the jar.
What woman in the jar?
the woman in a jar. They go, oh, come and see the woman in a jar. And
yeah,
then it turns
jar.
Out it's a big jar. So
it's
like,
big
well,
jar.
Put me
yeah.
in there as well then.
Exactly.
It's not
yeah.
special.
Yeah.
And that's the same with him. It's a big box. He's a small fella. What's good about
what
that?
What do you want to do, though, to compress matter?
But hang on, it's not a world record-breaking attempt. It's supposed to be art.
No, what's art about that?
Well, I'd like to
what's art about
effect.
That? Oh, can we do a show for BBC Three? Carl Pilkington going around, what's art about that?
Yeah.
That is brilliant. What's art about that?
I'd love that.
Would you?
I'd love that.
Me and Steve are going to do a thing called Is Art Rubbish? Where we'd go around and we'd chat about it.
Yeah.
But we can hand that over to you if you want to do that. If anyone from BBC Three is listening, Carl Pilkington, what's art about that? All right? Weird, isn't it? And what would you go around like Sensation and things like that and Saatchi and going...
Dali and that.
You put a sheep in formaldehyde, what's art about that? Our butcher does it. All right. Weird, isn't it? I mean, I think we beat the second language by about double. I think in English, we have got about, I think Russian second, but I think we got twice as many words. So there are obviously things that we say that cannot really be translated.
Yeah.
And so, you know, ours is just great for obviously poetry and...
It makes sense when you think about things like blancmange.
Blancmange
that would be
is
like
good, yeah.
wobbly pudding
I know,
in English.
But I think if there are, but I don't know how many there are, some would know. Say there's about 100,000 possibilities, right? I think we probably know, as educated people like us, Steve, we probably have about 20,000.
Sure.
Right? I really don't think we need that other 80,000.
No.
I'm not walking around going, I don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
I'm really, what did he say? What
yeah.
is that? I mean, that happens possibly once or twice a year when I go, what does that mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Carl, you look bored, mate. We had a real conversation.
I think
there.
He switched off when I said forsooth.
Bruce Forsooth, you know him. so much better than last week. You know him, don't you, Carl?
Put a song on, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Boards. Okay, there was a monkey, right?
Ah, no, he's...
No,
he's
right, right. It was a professor of English.
Don't believe a word. Thin Lizzy on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Stephen Merchant, and over there, Cam Fools.
Is that your impression of me?
Yeah.
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 The rock one's better.
The rock one's better.
Yeah, you shouldn't try and be a DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Growing up with Diarno Tuesday night.
Carl reckons the gays go out late.
Yeah.
his favourite song is The Killing of Georgie, right?
Right?
And he went, yeah, but would it have happened if he'd have been, you know, going out a bit earlier?
Yeah, well, no, fair point. Yeah.
Is that song time specific then?
No, but he reckons he probably got, because he was out late.
Oh,
he,
right, okay.
He said there's one that works here. Sometimes he doesn't go out till midnight.
But, you know, if you want. I'm not fussed, you know what I mean? Think about
fussed.
It.
Fussed is making an appearance. Fussed wasn't there before. Do the clue again. Do the clue again.
Initials SC for that one.
Do the clue again.
No, I don't want to do it again.
Do you haven't finished it yet?
I have, that's it.
No, do the clue again.
I can't do it again.
Do the clue again.
Well, bite if you want, I'm not fussed, right? Chop around. Come back. It's up to you. I'm not pushing
again.
You into anything.
It's
right?
up to you, wasn't there?
SC oh, for that one,
dear.
Right? And the final one. That's good, I can play 10-pin bowling again.
Okay, and what's the clue?
That's O for that one.
O.
O. All right, so...
Now, I assume... I'm not going to bother to look, but I assume there's a jiffy bag of tats
yeah.
which people can win. All right, well, great. Good luck. Ricky.gervais @xfm.co.uk is the email
play
address.
Record.
Thorns.
Buy it if you want. I'm not fussing. Come back, have a look around. I'm open Wednesdays, by the way. I should have thought. See you later.
Knob body has been that lucky before. Brilliant, all right.
Okay.
Oh, you've got... Get a lobe of this court case.
Right, okay.
Not bad.
I'm going for knob body. It's been that lucky before.
Right, it's a story about this kid who was born, right?
Was he?
Yeah, he was popped out, like, and the dad and the mum saw the baby and it was like, oh, that's a good-looking little kid.
Sure.
And they were proud and that. And then
they're surprised that it's a good-looking little kid. It's
yeah,
theirs.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been a frog. And they'd have gone, oh, he's got your eyes.
And then the doctor goes, yeah, it is, but look at that.
What?
He said, it's a boy and hasn't got a knob.
I love the doctor saying that. I love this GP. Right. Or this midwife saying that. Oh, we love little boy. Yeah, yeah, but no knob, baby. Mr. and Mrs. I mean, think.
Right. No, but I'm speeding it up a bit.
All right, come on. So the baby's
right, so
born,
the baby's like that. And the doctor says that. And the woman's like, oh, it's our first as well and stuff, right? She's really gutted. She's
what's the second going to be like?
So,
your head. So the,
just a knob.
Doctor says, yeah.
We'll call it Carl.
Right, go on.
Right,
so,
go on.
So the doctor says, well, I'll leave it with you for a bit. Get used to the idea, right?
As opposed to throwing it away.
So he wanders off.
Yeah.
He comes back with a smile on his face. Right?
Found the knob.
So the mum and dad are like, what are you smiling about? He said, you're not going to believe this. Baby's just been born. It's got two. Right? You can have one of them. And they did a little little operation.
Where did you get this information from?
That's in a book.
What book?
Is it the same as the book that you carry around with you?
No.
With the woman with three legs, the juggler with nine arms, and the bloke who found shagging a chicken under a rock. Is it in that book?
Oh. Weird though, isn't it?
Well, it's not true.
It is true.
What, in the same hospital, there was a baby born without a knob. Luckily, Carl.
It happened.
You swear to God, you're not making
the doctor came back smiling because you won't believe it. There's a baby there with an excess of a knob.
It happened. Honestly, I'm not. All these things are not made up. The educating stuff. That's why I do it, isn't it? Teaching you stuff. Always teaching you stuff.
Yeah,
all right, if anyone can confirm the baby with no knob,
they're going to confirm it because they're going to go to the same dubious website that Carl got it from.
I always try to be level-headed and reasonable in these situations.
And it's always Guatemala or Mexico. Rodriguez was born without a knob. Luckily, baby next door has two knobs. What a load of shite. Play a record.
There's still more to come.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to it. Was it Nelly?
Nelly dead.
Nelly died.
Okay, I was interested in it. I remember reading it, and there was one element of the story.
You would think it was a cheap holiday.
Well,
you're not going to pay those prices. 400 quid, home seasons, you're having a laugh. That's nothing. Mansfield car park.
And there was an element. It said in the news report, it said that while he was down in the ground, he began and ended a relationship with a woman. While he was down there, some fan who was a fan of what he was doing, he started communicating with her through the tube. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but they began a relationship and it ended. And I have to say, I remember thinking, you know, when you read that there's a man...
How did it end?
Well,
why
did
she go that this isn't working? That's twice you've stood me up.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get out, can I?
I remember thinking at the time, you know, I was not the sort of the ladies' man that I am now. I remember at the time reading it and thinking, there's a bloke, you know, he's pulling women 10 feet underground through a tube.
Through a tube. I'm out and about with some of the most expensive hair products on the market.
I've got to sit down and ask myself some very serious questions.
Oh dear.
Extraordinary. I don't know if he did the world record attempt. I don't know if he broke it. I don't know how that happened, but good luck to him.
What do you mean a hole though? A proper thing, or is he moving about? How big is
it? No, it was just that. I think it was just buried alive in a casket. I don't know. Just down there. Probably laying on his back, maybe. Just waiting for little bits of water.
But could he get out if he wanted to?
Well, yeah, he could say, can you get me out? He couldn't just leave and then come back. There was people.
So someone's there then?
No, they buried him and were saying, well, we better go back in a couple of weeks, see how he's doing. What do you mean someone's there? Of course there's someone there. Norris McWhirter, for one, I'd imagine, going 3 days. Just a few more to go.
And what wine is it? Norris
or who's alive? Russell Norris.
I think it's Norris.
Right, yeah.
Dick's son. Yeah, he was a barber. Barbara Dixon. Right. Dixon. Well, again,
Barbara Dixon. Right, her name wasn't Barbara Dixon, was it?
So that's
did,
that one.
Did Ronnie Corbett ever say, "Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Barbara Dixon"?
Second
no, he never did. He never did.